have a little, 5 minute or so kind of mini Bible lesson that I want to give you. And I actually, it came from Caleb as an idea that I was sitting here watching him the other day, and I heard him crying, and he was doing that really distressed, something is wrong crying, you know, that a baby does. Not just that I need a bottle or I need my diaper change. Something was really wrong. So I went in there to him real quick and I looked at him, and you guys know how much hair he has, right? Well, he had reached up there and he's pulling his own hair as hard as he can. He's got a big old handful of it and he's yanking on it. And he'd scream and he'd let go. And then he'd reach back up again, yank on his hair and scream and let go. And, you know, it was on the one hand, even kind of as pitiful of it as it was kind of funny to watch him do it. But then I got to thinking about it. And he was pulling his own hair. He was causing his own pain. He was reaping his own consequences, and he was doing it over and over again. Now, a little baby can be excused for that because, you know, they don't know better yet. Now, if he grew up and he was 4 or 5 or 7 or 8 or 12 and kept doing that, we'd think, wow, how foolish is that to keep pulling your own hair and causing your own pain and then screaming and crying about it? And I got to thinking about it, I thought, isn't that the way we are about sin, though? That we keep reaching up and, in a sense, pulling our own spiritual hair when we choose to sin, and we're causing our own pain, our own consequences. We know it's going to happen. Now, we might excuse a young Christian, a new Christian who doesn't know better, right? Like a new baby. But when we get older, and all of us, you know, should know by now, hey, when I sin, it's going to hurt. When I sin, there's going to be pain involved. When I sin, there's going to be consequences. But you know what? I'm going to reach up and I'm going to yank my hair anyway. And then we wonder why we have that kind of frustration and those consequences. But we're choosing to do it. And we think it's funny when a baby does it, but we don't realize just how foolish it is when we do it to ourselves. But that, in essence, is what we're doing when we sin. We're choosing to reach up and pull our own spiritual hair. Now, on your notes there on the back, you're going to see 7 consequences that occur when a Christian pulls his own spiritual hair. And that's just what I'm saying, a funny way of when you choose to sin. You know it's going to hurt. You know there are going to be consequences. And here are 7 consequences that occur when we choose to sin. The first one is the loss of light and truth. 1 John 1:6. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. When we choose to sin, we walk in darkness. We have a loss of light. We have a loss of truth. We don't practice the truth. The second one there is a loss of fellowship. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, guess what? We have fellowship one with another. Well, what's walking in the light? That's being godly. The opposite of that is walking in darkness or sinning. So when we walk in darkness, we lose fellowship. Third one there is a loss of joy. Over in the book of John chapter 15, Jesus was speaking about truth. He was teaching truth. He was teaching people not to sin. He was teaching people how to live a holy life. And he said, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Jesus wasn't telling us to live a righteous life and be sinless because he was trying to take away all our fun. He was trying to tell us to how to live a life so that we could have the maximum joy in our life. And when we reach up and pull our own spiritual hair and sin, we suffer a loss of that joy that Jesus said we would have. Number 5 there, or 4, is the loss of righteousness. 1 John 3:7, starting in verse 7, says, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous, talking about Jesus. But he who sins is of the devil. When we choose to sin, we're choosing to side with the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. So when you practice righteousness, you're righteous. Well, the opposite of that is true too. When you practice sin, you have a loss of righteousness. You're siding with the devil. Number 5 is the loss of love. 1 John 2, starting in verse 15 there, says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, guess what? The love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, what are those 3 things? Sin is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So when we when we're practicing holiness, then we abide forever in God's love. When we choose to sin, we suffer a temporary loss of that love and our fellowship with Him. Number six is the loss of confidence or assurance. 1 John 3 and verse 19, and by this we know. And I love the book of 1 John because it's a book of assurance. It says over and over again, we can know, we can know, we can know. You can be assured and confident in your salvation. It says, by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. We'll be confident before God. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, then what? We have confidence before God. And when does our heart condemn us? Our heart condemns us when we choose to sin. But it doesn't condemn us when we choose to live a holy life, a righteous life. Then we can stand before God in confidence. And we know all that's true. You know, we experience that. When we're living a good, holy life where we're prayed up, we've confessed, we've repented of our sin, we're really growing in Christ, you feel confident and assured in your fellowship with God. But when you're choosing to sin, you don't, do you? I mean, it's just natural that we lose that confidence. And the last one, number seven, is the possible loss of health and even physical life. A verse that we're going to look at later when we're studying about the communion. 1 Corinthians 11:30 says, for this reason, and the reason was because people were sinning, because they were living a life of unrepentant sin, and they were coming and taking the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. It says, many are weak and sick among you. That speaks of physical illness. And it says, and many sleep. And that there is a clear reference in the scripture to many had died because of that. We'll talk more about that later when we study about the Lord's Supper. So there are seven things that when you reach up and pull your hair and cause yourself your own pain by choosing to sin, you're going to have a loss of light, a loss of truth, a loss of fellowship, a loss of joy, a loss of righteousness, a loss of love, a loss of confidence in your salvation and your relationship with God, and could be even sometimes problems with physical health or even death, depending on how far that goes in your life. So I just thought that was, as I was watching Caleb do that, besides getting a little bit of a chuckle out of it, I thought it was an interesting point, thinking, you know, why would a kid reach up and pull his own hair over and over and make himself hurt like that? And I just thought, that's exactly the same thing we do when we choose to sin.